USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The number of Americans killed in the conflict between Israel and the Palestinian militant group Hamas is steadily increasing. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby.
We're obviously doing everything we can to support and inform the families. Now, sadly, five more families have now gotten the worst possible news that any family can conceive of getting.
27 Americans have been killed, while 14 are still unaccounted for. The U.S. has announced the freezing of $6 billion in Iranian assets released in a prisoner swap. Secretary of State Antony Blinken in Tel Aviv.
None of the funds that have now gone to Qatar have actually been spent or accessed in any way by Iran.
This move comes in response to bipartisan pressure on the Biden administration, citing Iran's ties to Hamas and the group's recent attack on Israel. Additional charges have been filed in the bribery case against New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez. A superseding indictment filed today alleges that Menendez acted as a foreign agent and disclosed sensitive U.S. government information. House Majority Leader Steve Scalise is working to gather enough votes for the Speaker of the House position. He talked with his Republican counterparts during a closed-door session today.
We're going to be talking some more as a smaller group, but a cross-section representing every swath of our conference. We have people, obviously, of different backgrounds that have different passions. We, for 2.5 hours, talked through those.
He faces the task of persuading at least 217 members of his own party to back him on the floor, although a timeline for a floor vote has not been announced. The cost of living increase for individuals receiving Social Security benefits will be smaller compared to the past 2 years. The Social Security Administration announced today the annual adjustment for the upcoming year will be 3.2%. This is USA News.
Do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call. Because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at crazy low prices. They have access to great prices and discounts at over 500 different airlines. Plus 300,000 hotels and rental car companies. Their prices are too low to publish online. With extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find the best price for you. Call SmartFares today and get ready to see the world with a fat wallet.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. That's 800-871-3291.
The latest report from the Labor Department reveals a 4% rise in the Consumer Price Index for September. In comparison to the same period last year, there has been a 3.7% surge. These figures slightly surpass the predictions of most analysts. Hollywood studios and the union talks have broken down. Lance Pry explains.
Talks between Hollywood studios and the actors' union are on hold after negotiations broke down yesterday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers, which represents the studios, said the two sides were still too far apart. The strike has been going on for 3 months. Simply put, actors want 2% of revenue from online streaming shows. Many of the studios say that number is unrealistic. The union SAG-AFTRA also wants limits on the use of artificial intelligence.
New York Congressman George Santos is facing possible removal from office. Long Island Representative Anthony D'Esposito is introducing an expulsion resolution to, in his words, rid the people's house of fraudster George Santos. Santos was just hit with federal charges accusing him of stealing identities and using his donors' credit cards without their approval. Thursday night football will see an AFC West showdown between the Chiefs and Broncos. The clash is set to take place at Arrowhead Stadium, where Kansas City will host Denver. The Chiefs currently lead the division with a 4-1 record. On the other hand, the Broncos want to recover from a challenging 1-4 start to the season. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.